Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 59-18. That which Fortuna has not given, she cannot take away. Short and sweet, and yet dense with meaning. What is Seneca saying here? Fortuna, of course, was the Roman personification of the goddess governing chance events, and the word still means luck in Italian. She was the Roman counterpart to the Greek goddess Tyche, often depicted with a ship's rudder, a wheel of fortune, and a cornucopia, that is, a horn of plenty. Fortuna may bring either good or bad luck at random. She is veiled and blindfolded to signify that she does not play favorites with us mortals. She essentially represented the element of chance in life. In Stoic lore, Fortuna is the one that is ultimately in control of externals such as fame, money, love, and so forth. And whatever she gives, she can take back, at any moment and by any means. But Seneca is saying that even Fortuna doesn't have it in her power to give or take back certain things. Like what? Everything that is under our control. Our opinions, values, and decisions to act or not to act. That is everything that stems from our faculty of judgment, the refinement of which famously is the main objective of the teachings of Epictetus, as well as the principal concern of Marcus Aurelius throughout the Meditations. It is for this reason that the Stoics taught that developing an attitude of equanimity toward external events, that is, being glad when they go our way, but also being ready to accept that sometimes they don't, is the key to serenity, or what the ancients called ataraxia. So today, go through your day by considering the tasks in front of you, and then splitting every one of them into two components, the part that is truly up to you, and the part that depends on Fortuna. Instead of attempting to ingratiate the goddess, which is impossible, focus on what you control, and prepare your mind to let the rest fall where it may. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if Fortuna allows, of course. One more thing, if you don't mind. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations.